And this is Radio Free Peace. Marvin and Gentry in the studio. Ken, how are you?
What is up?
Hey,
what is
up? This was so random, but yet it worked out that we could get together today. How cool is this?
That's great. Yeah, I'm setting up my little somewhat portable studio
nice.
In another location from where it was.
You're on location.
And getting ready to... Yeah, now I'm on location.
That's cool. We covered a lot of ground in that first episode, which was unedited and commercial free, by the way. So we're going to try to dive in deep to some more stuff here for another round, discussing our time working with Dan Peek. What an incredible opportunity and privilege we had. Do you still pinch yourself when you think about it?
I do. I really do. In fact, I posted some special audio, I think some of our background vocals and some of Dan's guitar work a week or two ago.
Cool.
And Dan's sister, Rebecca, commented and just I was talking about what a great mentor Dan was for us, and I just expressed those thoughts, and Rebecca kindly showed her appreciation for that comment. So
yeah, that's so cool.
Dan's life still is very much a part of all of us.
Very much so. Not only does his music live on, but I can hear him talking to me a lot of times. It's amazing how close we all got. Picking up on the storyline where we were, you mentioned in the last episode how we did Light of the World with him, which was a Milk and Honey Records project. That was the era of the cassette. You were talking about how it was only released on cassette. There was a CD of Milk and Honey, if you remember, that went to radio that was on disc, a sampler.
Yeah. And yeah, I remember it had, what, two or three songs on it.
You're right. And so that was kind of the end of Dan's contemporary Christian career or something, you know, where he pretty much semi-retired and moved to the Cayman Islands. He had a place down there, and we were so fortunate to be able to play that show with him in Chicago. Do you remember what a thrill that was?
Yeah, that was a super thrill. And I think I contacted that venue years ago just to see by chance if they would have any video of that
of the show.
Concert. And I have never heard back from them.
That was a long time ago, but I remember I was in my dad's radio station up in Kentucky, and Dan called and he said, "Hey, I've got a show to do in Chicago at Willow Creek Community Church," which at the time was like the largest Protestant church in America. And he said, "I'd like for you, you and Ken, come on up and we'll rehearse for like a week and then drive on up." And
he was in St. Louis, he and Catherine.
And we hung out in St. Louis. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it kind of like fall, like October or late summer anyway?
Yeah, I think so. It was perfect weather out. It's really nice.
Hey, well, let's keep talking about this. This was an exciting show. We got to do a lot of three-part harmony with him. What a trip walking out on stage with three acoustic guitars, backing up Dan Peek. I mean, it was, come on. But But that was the end of the Christian effort. And then we transitioned into a whole new thing. He changed our name to Peace, and we created this record called Stronger Than You Know. Why don't we take a break and listen to that title cut now? Here's Stronger Than You Know on Radio Free Peace.
The sun is going down now. And the moon is coming up. The stars are singing out loud. And the river's rolling rough. Stronger than you know.
back on Radio Free Peace. That was Stronger Than You Know. Sounded so good here on the show. Ken, what do you recall?
It still stands up.
It does.
The whole record does, honestly, to me. John Connor there in Nashville, our friend, did the final mix at his location in his home studio.
That's right.
And we took it to Glenn Meadows Mastering, I believe, in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. I see. It's all coming back to me. It's been like
all coming back.
I remember driving down for the final mix of Stronger Than You Know at John's. It was seems like it was a Sunday. We all converged on him, and he and Dan were kind of butting heads a little bit on some of the mix. And I remember that. But
I was thinking during the song, you know, you had made the statement, something to the effect of that was when Dan left contemporary Christian music. Well, technically, yes, you know, as far as a relationship with a record company.
Right.
But obviously, Dan did not waver from wanting to remain, a light to the world.
This is true.
And possibly the lyrics were not overtly Christian lyrics, but you don't have to listen too much to tell, you know, what lyrics Dan is trying to, not lyrics, but what message he's trying to get across.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate you kind of steering me back to that because, I made it sound like he kind of walked away, but no, he just walked away from the relationship with the industry as far as record labels, like you say. And
it's so common to get into, you know, not seeing eye to eye with your record label. And that even happened to us.
Totally.
We were blessed enough to get out of our recording contract.
Yep.
And by the way, no ill feelings at all. In fact, Mike DeMonico, who owned Milk and Honey Records, is still just the greatest guy. We just didn't see eye to eye on some things. So,
we
agreed to move on.
And at the time, you know, he was trying to toe the line and keep everything really in that genre. We were being an artist. We were trying to buck the system and be,
exactly. Yeah.
Don't control
it was his record company. It's his record company. And so he, you know, that's what he wanted to do. And he was absolutely right.
And in hindsight, he had a lot of wisdom. And then we started in on this project. And by the way, it's been 30 years since we put out Stronger Than You Know. That was in 1994. And we have a special also. I sound like a used car salesman, but if you go to our website, you can see where you can order the record. And we'll sell you a Ford Pinto also if you're in need of some wheels. But anyway, do you remember when we cut the tune Long Way Home?
I do. We were in my home studio down in Brentwood, Tennessee.
Yes.
And I can remember Dan rolling in for several days. I think he and Catherine.
No, he and I came down, just the two of us. I think maybe
the two of you.
Yeah, she may have joined us later. But the two of us drove down. It was quite a trip. Let's hear it now.
You see, you
That was Long Way Home, right here on Radio Free Peace. Marvin and Gentry, we hijacked the studio. We got in here and pushed the big red record button, and we're letting it all fly. So, Ken.
I like it. That Long Way Home song, which you primarily wrote, if memory serves. But anyway, Dan, you know, that was him on harmonica on that tune. He played that electric background pick strumming, and I believe he played the bass on the song.
You know, it's been so long now. I just remember we did Long Way Home and True Love in your studio there in Brentwood. And And so all the two songs are running together for me on who played what, but it was really the three of us. It was a you know, as far as the effort, putting it all together. And I remember Dan was cracking us up, you know, had me in there singing that thing, saying, sell that song.
Yeah, I think there's some old video of us in the studio, and he was encouraging us to work it.
Yeah, work
it. If you will, Brian.
Work that thing. But for people who don't know, who didn't know Dan, or people who did know him, you could testify that he was a very, very funny guy, and he could...
Oh, my goodness.
And he had the funniest wit.
I actually, you know, I still have that... He did some comedy bits that I won't even go into.
And then, of course, as I said, we did True Love right after we did Long Way Home at your place. What do you recall about that song?
Again, I can remember doing one of our first listens, and Dan was trying to coach me on some electric guitar parts, and I just wasn't feeling it, and he just, you know, step aside, son. So he went in there and just nailed the electric guitars and the harmonica, and I believe once again he played bass on the song.
Yeah, that was...
And of course he's... Now, his vocals are in there. Possibly one of his... he was in the mix quite well vocally in that song, is what I'm trying to spit out.
How about we spin it now? And here's True Love on Radio Free Peace.
It's coming, not far away. Get ready for the judgment day. Look out! Have mercy, mercy on me. My baby is in misery. What you need is true love won't fade away.
listening to Radio Free Peace. Marvin and Gentry here in the studio playing back some tunes from Stronger Than You Know. And I mentioned, Ken, it's the 30th anniversary of that record, which was the first record we did as Peace with Peak.
Yeah.
I mean, what goes through your mind when you think of that first record? When it was coming out, he had hired a company out of Canada called C-Spot Run. They were trying to break it in Canada, pitching it to radio, and he did the video, Stronger Than You Know, which he wasn't on camera, but, you know, he was behind the scenes on all this stuff. What comes to your mind when you think of all that?
Yeah, well, first, of course, just the experience of coming together with Dan. You and I, you know, we did our work on many of the songs down in Nashville,
right?
And we would travel back and forth to his studio, The Orchard, and come together and finish the song, except for the time when he did come down to Brentwood. But
right.
I can remember the anticipation. You would remember better than I do. He got the project on the desk of one or two very influential people in the music business.
That he
and
did.
For whatever reason, we were passed by the big labels. So that was, you know, honestly a disappointment. But, you know, God knows best. I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was just thinking of when that happened. I don't know why you didn't go with me, but they set it up where Dewey and Jerry and, you know, were playing in Memphis. And I remember, you know, I had an opportunity to go in and give them the record, Stronger Than You Know. I glad handed them. They were probably going, you know, all right, whatever. But, you know, they were gracious enough to let me come hang out. I remember Willie Leacox met me up front. They had all arranged it. Dan had, I don't know who all was behind the scenes at the time, but I got to go hang out with them pre-show and hand them the record. And that was a really high spot in my life, to meet Dewey and Jerry and hand them this particular record. And, you know.
Yeah, that was special. And I hated not getting to be with you and meet Jerry and Dewey that day.
Yeah, it was a special show, too. They gave us a shout-out, and, you know, obviously they pay tribute to Dan all the time, so it was cool. And but the record, like you said, we drop names, but we won't as far as who was listening to the record. But, yeah, it was kind of freaking me out who was listening at the time.
Yeah, and another thing to remember is the year. The few years that we were kind of trying to push in there wasn't exactly acoustic folk rock. That was not necessarily the most popular genre.
It wasn't, but they were trying to, you know, I think, get us in there with bands like, you know, the Gin Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Yeah.
And some of those acts, you know, that were similar sounding. So, But then time marched on, Ken. We did a couple of more Peace records. I won't dig into the personal side of our lives, but time marches on. And we came through the years. Then, of course, we lost Dan in 2011. We could do a whole show on that. But in a nutshell, after he passed, we, you know, obviously stayed in touch with Catherine. And we were able to get the Peace tapes. And then,
and then,
lo and behold, what, 9 years after he had passed, you took it upon yourself to take the tapes, go to Mitch Dane's at Sputnik here in Nashville, dump everything into Pro Tools, and kind of create this remix that hopefully will stand the test of time, called Peace Revisited.
Yeah, and as you know, when we were working at Dan's studio, and he would maybe do a song or two and send them our way, Dan did not want to hassle with bringing players in,
right?
I.e. drummers. And the program Drums, I was just never a fan of, and I had always hoped someday we could take those tracks into the a studio, get some real drums on there, and we did.
By golly, we did. And why don't we kick it off with the song Blue Skies, which was the kickoff song on the record that we did, and we'll set it up now. Here it is, Blue Skies.
Keep on rolling, rolling river. Will you take me wherever you run? I will swim the crystal waters before the day is done. I went down that southern highway, one foot down.
Here on the show, Radio Free Peace, Marvin and Gentry were together here in the studio.
Hey.
But, yeah, we're playing back the tracks of Peace Revisited, which is what we did in the studio with the tapes after Dan passed with Catherine's blessing. And that was Blue Skies, man. What can you say? You know, we were talking about those a couple of lyric changes we ended up making. What do you think about that song when you first heard it?
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I think it was a demo that you had given me. I think, didn't you and Dan work on that?
We did.
Before I ever heard it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I, when I heard the song, I said, I'd love to be in on that one. So X years later, I finally was in on that one.
Yeah, and we brought in Paul Ekberg, and he's the drummer that you were desperately wanting on the record. And Mitch Dane, of course, was doing the mixing. Let's listen to the song Summer Rain now off this project. Here it is now on Radio Free Peace.
I never
And we're back on the show here, Radio Free Peace. Ken Marvin, Brian Gentry, known as Marvin and Gentry, also known as Peace. We're talking about the Peace Revisited record that we did with the tapes in 2020. 15 tracks, Ken, that we pulled from those old ADAT tapes. How in the world did we do that?
How can you not go ahead and make a purchase of 15 entire songs?
Yeah, right.
By going to... just kidding. Yeah, a lot of work. We did a lot of songs over the years.
That we did, and there were still one or two that didn't even make project out of those 15. I remember Mitch was saying, hey, just put out 10 and save the others for later, which we probably should have listened to him. But we were throwing
you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, and we had opportunities. And so we did it. So.
Yeah, and when you're an independent artist, although it's on Farrellet Media, although it's still owned by Dan's company, 7 Mile Entertainment, and his publishing, it's available on iTunes, Amazon, it's everywhere. And you can buy the CD directly from us on our site, which is a little sales plug there for you. And that's just write us at info@marvinandgentry.com.
I'll take that Ford Pinto also.
You want the Ford Pinto? Got it. No worries.
Yeah. Okay.
So we put the record out. It's available everywhere. There was a song that you wrote and that we recorded up at the Orchard called Can't Stop Love. Set that tune up for us.
Yeah, I can remember that song. I think we did entirely at the Orchard. Yeah. One thing that I remember, I had taken... some Sudafed, the hard stuff that you have to get an FBI background check to get anymore. But I can remember I was jittery. The coffee was flowing.
Yep.
And again, Dan says, I've got this. And he sits there and plays electric guitar, plays bass. Now, I don't know if his bass is on the Peace Revisited mix or our bass player, Court, played that, but...
I can't recall.
Regardless, Dan's doing some great guitar work.
Oh, yeah, he wails. And a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, real diehard America fans do, but, he was an incredible electric guitar player.
Yeah, he really was.
Let's take a listen to it now. Here's Can't Stop Love on Radio Free Peace.
Harder to keep it on the road.
Show, Radio Free Peace. I'm Brian Gentry. This is my sidekick, Ken Marvin, hanging out with me.
I'm here.
We've been featuring Peace Revisited, Dan Peek with Marvin and Gentry. And Ken, this record is available, as I said, but it was a true labor of love that you stepped up and took these tracks to Mitch. You guys were in there dumping stuff on from ADATs into the Pro Tools. And oh my goodness, we had a whole crew in there. It was just an amazing experience. What a wonderful thing you did by bringing this music alive and making it available to the public.
Well, I did. And, you know, I had hoped for the best. And honestly, I got the best when we got with Mitch Dane. Because Mitch is a genius, and he sensed what we were trying to do.
Yes.
And I couldn't have hoped for any better.
You know, we put the record out, and literally it went out, it was released, and then COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2 months later, there was a tornado in Nashville. And then everyone was locking it down for COVID. So the record really just has kind of remained somewhat underground. And during that time, you and I got together and worked on the iconic song that Dan and Catherine wrote, Lonely People, and put a video out with us in separate worlds.
Yeah.
You know, and that's now available on YouTube. But I thought maybe we would play that.
Yeah, you know, several people, especially lately, have covered that song.
Yeah.
And the most recent, I think, is in, the new Troll movie? The most recent cover of Lonely People. But you and I just gave it a finger-picking thing. And again, I was pleased with it.
This is for all the lonely people. lonely people.
This is Radio Free Peace. Marvin and Gentry, we hijacked the studio and couldn't have done any of this without Michael Witte, the producer and engineer of the show, sitting to my left. But it's been a great show, Ken. I've enjoyed just hanging out in the studio talking.
It's always good to talk about and relive those days with Dan and you. And it's good to be here.
This concludes part two of the Peace Revisited, Dan Peek with Marvin and Gentry show here on Radio Free Peace. We appreciate you listening. Have a great week, everybody.
So long, everyone. Thanks for joining us.